sowing, there's a time of reaping. And when you understand this seven principle of church growth, every single church on this planet Earth has utilized one, two, or some of those principles. Any church that grow, you analyze it, you will find that some of these principles were fulfilled. But up to now, except for probably a few, that at a certain point in their time, all seven were working strongly. Now, even one of those principles could cause church growth, mind you. But when all seven come, it's powerful. And that is the principles by which we expect growth to come. No sweat, if there's any sweat, in prayer, walking with the Lord. No burdens, if there's any burden, the burden of the Lord on you. No more, no less. Just what the Lord wants you to do. And when you look at all these seven principles, you understand them, you realize a lot of it has to do with your relationship with God. And that's why a lot of prayer and time must be spent with the Lord. What about churches that grow because of praise and worship? That's principle number one. They lifted Jesus high. See, any new method that people come up will fall in these seven categories. So let's be faithful and diligent in them. And God will add to the church. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We ask, O God, that you establish your work. There's a purpose, O God, for this city of Canberra. And there's a timing that you have for this city. And we know, Lord, there is a timing for this nation. For this nation has not seen a great and mighty revival yet. We've never had a great awakening. England has its great awakening. America has its great awakening. Korea has its great awakening. But this country, this dry and thirsty land, longs for a great awakening. And we believe by applying consistently, persistently, and patiently these principles, that there will be explosions of growth in this country, and that will spread to other nations. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.